Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And let me just get back to the caller I was talking to. I don't know whether she's got anything interesting. I'm sure that she does have something interesting to say. I don't mean to say that you don't, ma'am. Hi, we're back with... the name is Bobby, right? And where are you calling from, Bobby? Bobby?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Western Estates.
In the Valley?
Yes, in the San Fernando Valley.
All right, hold on for just a second here. Wow. Let me see if we can do something with that. Okay, Bobby, I just wanted to check the line because are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're not on a car phone?
No.
Okay. What is going on? You got an email?
I received an email today that said, I love you. There was an attachment. I'm pretty sure I know who it's from. He is a young widower who lives in our neighborhood. He is very attractive. He is very wealthy. And it's just starting again in my life. And
well, what you were saying to my producer, to Mike, you were saying that this is something that happens a lot to you?
Yes, it does. And I know that, I don't know how many women listening have to deal with this. I guess to be attractive or to be pretty, some women think is a desirable thing. And I know how, I guess a lot of people put a high value on that. But for me, it's been really a little bit of a burden, and it's starting again in my life. I don't know why, but men do flock to me, and I'm afraid to open this email up because I know it's going to be crossing a boundary.
Now, you got an email today that says I love you. You think you know who it's from?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's from Ed Thurmer. He is a young widower. He's very handsome. He's very wealthy. I think, has been very attracted to me. One of the things, and I don't know whether I should bring this up, I have very nice legs. I have a very nice body. I do work out. And what I'm worried about is my husband's going to find out about this, and it'll drive him crazy. You know, it just...
In your life, you say a lot of men are attracted to you.
Yes.
And the email said, I love you.
Yes.
And it wasn't signed?
No, but I know...
One of those things where you think you knew where it was from?
Yes.
And you said it had an attachment?
Yes. And I'm not...
I'm going to tell you something right now. There is a virus going around. A computer virus?
Mm-hmm.
Called the I Love You computer virus. You're aware of that?
I'm aware of that, yes. I have heard of that, yeah.
And then it's very possible that this is that.
No, and I'll tell you why. It's real because, again, men have been attracted to me for a long time. I am constantly running in. I'll give you an example of this, Phil. I will run into a store
Wait a second. I just told you that there are a lot of emails going around today. Some of them have I love you attachments. This is a computer virus that'll crash your hard drive. It'll do a lot of things. May I make a suggestion?
Well, Phil, this is not... I know the computer virus you're talking about.
You do?
Yes, I do. And,
well, may I make a suggestion anyway? Do not open that attachment, all right?
But that is not what this is. I know it's from this young widower because he has been noticing me. There have been a couple of functions here at our community center. He has talked to me. It happens a lot, believe me. I know what you're saying about a computer virus. You have to understand, I am constantly being followed by men. It's not anything that I try to bring on myself. It's kind of cute because I know that guys are kind of cute when they're attracted to you, and I do have good-looking legs. I do have a nice... my husband says I have a nice toilet, which I guess it means I have a nice rear end.
Then you don't think so. You think that this I love you email came from this guy, Ed Thurmer, who lives in your development.
That is correct, yes. Oh, it's not that I think, Phil, I know, because this has happened to me before.
Do you get anonymous emails from men?
It's not so much anonymous emails. I get a lot of men passing me notes. A lot of men following me around. They want my phone number. Where do you live? And it's cute. I think it's kind of cute because it's cute to be attractive to men. And for women who don't know what that's like, Yes, it is nice. I do want to say to the women who might be listening to your program right now, who maybe are ugly or not that good looking, that it's not that great to have men want your phone number and to ask you out a lot, because in my case, I'm married, and oh my God, if Steve knew half of what goes on, he would commit a homicide. There would definitely be first-degree homicide. So I just, I have to weigh the pros and the cons.
So your husband is very, very jealous, correct?
That is correct.
And what I'm saying to you is that with a really jealous husband, and we're talking to a lady, her name is Bobby, she received an I love you email today with the attachment. I think it's the computer virus. You're pretty sure it's from an admirer.
Yes. It's not that I don't...
Well, and this I love you email... By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. This computer virus comes to your home by way of an email. You understand that?
Yes, Phil, I understand that. I've talked to a couple of friends of mine who have businesses in their home.
And you also understand that this attachment, this email virus comes in an attachment?
Yes, I understand that.
So the I love you email you got today, you are convinced... comes from a man.
Absolutely. And the reason why I say that, Phil, again, is because I have very nice legs. I do have a very trim rear end, and I am a little bit top-heavy. But more to the point, men follow me, and they do want my phone number. I will tell you, I have a very jealous husband. I do not, in my opinion... I do not benefit from men being attracted to me, because my husband would commit first-degree homicide if he...
Yes, I understand that. All the better reason to open your eyes to a little reality here and see that it may be an email from whoever sent you the virus, okay?
No. Phil, I would know this, but it's happened. This guy last year wouldn't leave me alone. He wanted my number. He followed me around the mall. I said, okay. We went out to his car. I did what I could do. You know.
You did what?
I guess you can use your imagination.
So now the guys are following you around so much.
Phil, you have to get them off of your back. And if you've got men following you around, they want your number. It's really cute, and I really appreciate it. And I'm flattered, but I'm married. I can't do any of that. So
you're married, so you went ahead and serviced this guy.
You do what you have to do. And that's why you have to understand these things. That's why... I know it's from this guy, Ed Fermer. Steve is very jealous. He'd murder. He would with his bare hands, he would kill the guy that I gave oral sex to.
And well, I think you got bigger problems than an email. I really do. Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Schenectady, hello?
This lady really needs to take a look at what she's doing.
Hello, Schenectady. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been married for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Men look at me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I give them some kind of look, and they walk away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Men have always been attracted to me.
Men are attracted to me, too.
Well, how
but
could
I
you go out and give
do.
A guy a BJ?
You know something? It was either that, or the guy is going to follow me all through the mall, all
no,
day long.
No, he isn't. All you have to do...
You give this guy, you gave this guy head in what, in his car?
Out in the parking lot, right.
You're crazy.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to... You automatically, when you're in love with somebody, you send off signals that you're not
I told him. I said, you know something? I am married. And
well, wait a minute. Did you say...
You tell him. You give him a look.
Are you wearing a ring?
Of course I am.
And did you say to him, I am married? Or did you say, excuse me, Charlie, buzz off?
I'm not rude, thank you. I'm
you
not rude.
You don't even have to say anything.
Well, how do you say it? What do you say to men?
I don't respond to their looks.
Mm-hmm.
I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I get away as fast as I can.
And what if they come up to you and they say, you know something, you've got really great legs?
Then you just keep walking.
Oh, come on. I mean, you don't even acknowledge that? That's a compliment.
Fine, it's cool.
Why are you accepting...
It's not my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you accepting a compliment from a total stranger?
Why shouldn't I? He's being nice. He doesn't mean anything wrong by it.
You're asking for it, lady.
Look, it. I know how men are. I've been around men my whole life. Men are attracted to me. They like me. Men like me.
They like me, too.
Okay. Do you have nice legs, too?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Men love that, don't they? And they love the fact that I've got a nice, and I'll say it, I've got a very nice, trim, tight ass because I work out.
That's none of your business. You're a married lady.
Excuse me, but if you're walking in a pair of spandex capris,
there you go,
men
lady.
Are going to see your ass. I was trying to make a sale at this new store in the mall, and I didn't have time to deal with him. That's why I spent
Excuse
3 minutes.
Excuse me, you're a salesperson in spandex?
No, I was trying to negotiate a sale, okay?
Okay. That's very professional. Spandex.
I did not want to miss the sale, all right? So I spent 3 minutes on my knees. What's the problem?
Oh, God, you're
Oh,
sick.
Man.
You are
and
a
you
sick,
think that...
sick lady.
Oh, and what do you do?
What do I do? I'm a paralegal.
You haven't rubbed your knees up a little bit?
No,
you haven't
certainly
done some
have
carpet
not.
Burn? You haven't got a little carpet burn. A guy who won't
Maybe
leave
with
you a...
my husband I have.
Mm-hmm.
But
well now we're talking about
else.
Cheating. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Now we're talking about cheating on your husband. And
I have never cheated on my husband, and I never will. And
if you're giving some guy the oral servicing in his parked car because he wanted your because he thought your legs were cute, I still say you got a computer virus. Do you understand?
No, Phil, please. I know when men like me. They're really, really, really attracted to me. And
all right, hold on for a minute here. This lady got an email today that says, I love you, with an attachment. I said it's the virus. There's an I love you virus out there, by the way, folks. If you get an email, and I don't know if you've seen CNN, man, you've been all over the news. You get an email, and it says, I love you. It don't love you, okay? Now, she got this thing. She said thinks it's from, what's the guy's name? Ed Thurmer, who lives down the street. And she knows it's from him because she's got really cute legs, and he stares at her a lot, and he's told her he likes her legs, etc. Meanwhile, she's got a jealous husband who she says, and I'm quoting now, would commit first-degree homicide if he found out any of this stuff. And she's out there in parked cars. Next thing you know, she's going to run into Craig Taylor. Then what? You talk about carpet burn. I'm sorry, Nikki. Just joking around, baby. And I say that with all due respect. All right, anyway, Phil Henry Show, 1-800. And by the way, Mike Schaefer, my producer, where's Warminster? Is that a city? 1-800-449-8686, Pennsylvania. Thank you. Just wanted to know. It's the Phil Henry Show. Hundred 449 8686 is the Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is a caller from Western Estates, Bobby, and she got this email, the I love you email. And there is an I love you virus going around, by the way, with an attachment. If you get an email that says I love you with an attachment, it's probably a virus. And there's nothing I can say to convince you, huh, Bobby? Where is she at? Bobby, you there?
Phil, I know that you mean really well, and I've had this conversation with my husband, who is very, very jealous, but I would never tell him about the guys being attracted to me. So I told him I thought it was the virus. And so I went to the ball game.
Let's talk a little bit more about...
No, I went to the baseball game. My husband's in the room. I got to
find out about it.
Your husband's there now?
Yes, he is. What, honey? No.
I didn't see the thing.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Who are you talking to, a man?
No, I'm not talking to a man.
How thick is that?
I'm not talking to a man. Okay. My husband is insanely jealous, so I let him think.
That you're talking to, that you're talking to somebody about the virus?
That's correct.
Oh, my God. You're in for trouble, okay? You're giving oral sex to guys in parking lots.
I'm really, really cute. I have really nice legs. And
I know you have nice legs, okay? You're giving it over to these guys, and now you think every virus-written email you get is from a guy that really loves you. I'm telling you, you're going to crash your freaking hard drive if you open that thing, okay?
Phil, I know what I'm doing. Men like me, okay?
I got it already, all right? Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, Bobby, you must. Mm-hmm. You're crazy. You
can't go around giving
oral sex to men who just happen to think you have nice legs or think they really like you.
No, leave me alone.
Men really like me, too.
He wouldn't leave me
alone. And I don't have
alone.
The greatest legs in the world, but I only give oral sex to my husband.
Well, you know
That's
something?
It.
The guy wouldn't leave me alone. He followed me
to
the mall.
I don't care. Tell him to go away. This is crazy.
You know something? You believe in being rude, right? If you want to be rude, that's your business.
This is crazy,
Bobby. So not being
Think
rude
about
means
what you're
you're
doing.
What I did has nothing to do with anything other than getting rid of this guy, okay? Otherwise, if Steve found
There's
out...
There's other ways to get rid of guys who come on,
hold on
to
for a
you.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
What's going on?
Hold on for a minute. What, honey?
I want to know who you're talking to.
I'm on the radio station. So, did you get that dress? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, did you get the dress?
What dress?
You know, the dress that you told me you were going to get.
Her husband is apparently in the room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
That's great. Is it the color that you wanted?
Yeah.
You know, if she's that afraid of her husband...
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's insanity.
Open the email and crash the hard drive.
I did, yeah. Okay, he's gone. What do you want?
I want you to understand that you can't do, mm-hmm. you can't do this to your husband. This is ridiculous.
We had... This guy, Ed Thurmer, is loaded. Okay, that's number one. Okay, you're a woman, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
He's rich.
So what?
Well,
so what? Do you love your husband?
I love him very much.
Then why are you cheating on him?
I'm not cheating on him.
You gave a guy...
Yes, you are. You're giving oral sex to people that you meet on the street.
Well, call me Bill Clinton, but I don't think that's cheating. I really, really...
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Even the president had to admit that he had a relationship with Monica Lewinsky.
I don't have a relationship with these men. I sucked them off in a car, and I...
Oh, my God, lady. What do you mean? Just every now and again, you go ahead into a parking lot?
What?
What do you mean, what?
You're sad, Bobby.
I'm sad.
You are so sad.
It's either
I feel
that
sorry
or they follow me around and they want my number. Follow me around and want my number. All I have
so
to
what?
Do...
So what? Tell them no. Tell them you're married. Tell them anything, but don't do this to yourself. I just can't believe that you would do this to yourself and do this to your husband.
They hound me, so I have to
so
get
what?
A moral certification. That's all
so
I'm
what?
Saying.
This woman doesn't get it.
This.
You know what I suggest you do, Bobby, with that I love you? You know the I love you virus we're talking about here, ma'am?
I don't have a virus. Have you ever been so fortunate to feel the plush leather of the back seat of a Bentley rubbing on your knees? Have you?
Me?
Yes.
No.
You've never
I wouldn't
felt
be
the,
in that situation, though.
You've never felt the leather of a Bentley rubbing your knees?
No.
No, she hasn't.
What about you, Phil?
Well, what do you mean, what about you, Phil? Is that some kind of a joke?
Phil... I am asking you a question.
Get out of here. What about you, Phil? Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Werminster on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just can't believe that you have this on your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe.
You know something?
You think you're attractive? Excuse me.
Men like me.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Men like women in general.
Not all
women, and maybe
women,
you
no.
shouldn't be so in love with yourself.
I'm not in love with
and
myself.
And get a little bit of self-respect.
Hold
You're
on for a minute.
Giving men blowjobs in the
you know
parking
something?
Lot that you don't know.
Oh, big deal.
Come on, get with the program here. Are you in love?
Oh, big
or,
deal.
And if you don't
oh,
have
God,
a virus
I can't believe
on your
this.
Computer,
mm-hmm.
you probably have
mm-hmm.
a virus of
mm-hmm.
some kind. Get a little bit of respect for yourself.
Let me give you a tip. Let me give you a tip about something.
You don't need to give me a tip, honey.
No, I think you need a tip.
I know what love is all about.
Oh, really? Do you know this?
I know all about self-respect.
Do you know this? Do you know this? Men like women who swallow.
Guess now, what?
Okay.
You don't need to
all
tell
right.
me that.
I bet you I did. I bet you didn't
no,
know
you
that.
Don't.
That's something I just found out.
What you need to know
out.
Is you are not
mm-hmm.
the woman who's got all her you-know-what together.
Lady,
there are a lot
I
of women out
trying,
there who
I
got it so
husband.
Much more together. And you know what?
We
Your
had a moral
husband
competition.
Is one sorry SOB.
Hold on for a minute. Really? Did you get the dress? Did you get the dress? Do you like the dress you have?
I guess her husband's in the room again.
Yeah, probably.
Really? That's
you know
really
what?
Neat.
My
That's
husband,
really neat. Do you
want to
meet for coffee?
This is what he likes to listen
do you
to.
Want
to.
Do you want to
I
meet for coffee?
A bunch
Phil
of
Henry Show,
crap.
1-800-449-8686.
A bunch of crap.
Gary Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know this computer virus? It's called the I Love You virus, and I haven't gotten it. In fact, I haven't gotten any computer viruses, the ones that have been so prevalent and so well promoted. But there is one out there. A lady in Western Estates has got an I Love You email. What would happen if you don't believe, ma'am, that this is a computer virus? Why don't you open it up?
Because my husband reads all of the email. If I open that attachment up, then we have more problems. I've got a very, very jealous husband. And he's coming in the room now.
Put him on the phone for a second, okay?
No one.
You know how to put him on the phone. I'm not afraid of him. What's to be afraid of, okay?
Are you going to go to the Dodger game?
I'm not afraid of your husband, all right?
Really? Okay, Phil, you really can't anger him because what will happen is he gets very, very emotional.
I'm not afraid of your husband, and you shouldn't be either. Do you understand what I'm saying, okay? Do you understand that?
What are you talking to?
I'm not talking to anyone. I'm talking to my sister. I think that it's...
Let's take a phone call.
No, I really think it's something to understand when you have a man that provides well for you, and he's a little bit jealous. You have to understand him.
I think you're living in an abusive situation. Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. First of all, how are you doing? Because today you're just listening to so much malarkey. Bobby, honey, you
mm-hmm.
really need help.
Mm-hmm.
And if your husband is so jealous, then you should try your best to make him feel
mm-hmm.
mature instead of insecure. But I guess the two
of you
feel
make him
insecure
feel secure.
Together.
No, I make him
no,
feel secure.
No, sweetheart, you don't because...
Well, what am
how,
I doing
Bobby,
wrong?
Bobby,
what am
how
I doing
old are
wrong?
You? Bobby, how old
I'm 35.
Are you? Honey, I'm 33.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you learn when you need to start eating cigars?
That's
you
what I
want to
do,
or
okay?
Whatever.
That's
well,
in a Bentley, okay?
Well, you are insecure in your relationship.
I'm insecure in my relationship.
Yes,
it's because guys like me and they think that I'm attractive, okay?
Honey, all dogs like bones.
Yeah, all dogs like bones.
Yes.
Well, what are you attracted
oh,
to?
Oh,
and what's attracted to you?
Honey, I am 33.
You know something, darling? You're 33 going on 73, all right?
I have a husband.
I happen to have a husband, too.
Look like it. I will put you to shame.
I will tell you something right now, darling. I am
no,
good looking,
you
okay?
Need to hush and listen.
No,
let me
men look at
you
me.
Because you're 35
men look at me and they like
men
me.
Look at everything.
Men look at me
all,
and they like me.
Something.
Oh, really? Do
all
men chase
men
down
like
fat
pretty,
women?
Honey,
no, I don't think
you know
so,
that?
Okay?
Right. Okay, hold on. Everybody's talking at once. And the lady in Irvine, one more F word out of you and you're gone, okay? And you, Bobby, listen to her, all right?
She's the one that's using the filthy language.
No, you know what?
Yeah, I know, she was, okay? So just chill out with all of that. I realize that people come on this program and think anything goes. And you, Bobby, with your given head in the car, cool that out, okay?
Oh, see, she thinks it's cute. She's laughing at it.
Listen, I'm laughing because you're absolutely right, and I do apologize for
because you think it's cute.
Phil, you know Bobby's not going to listen. Bobby, what is it going to take for someone...
Can you turn her up in Irvine? I can't hear her. Is that it all the way? Get up to the phone, lady, will you?
I am at the phone.
Put your mouth around it, honey. You know what I'm talking about. That a girl.
Know.
Oh, I should know?
You should know.
At least I can talk into a telephone, okay?
I am talking into a telephone. I don't have to act as though I'm talking to my sister about going to the Dodgers game.
My husband is very jealous,
and
you know.
And your husband was so jealous. You want me going around giving head. Can
you
say
know
that
something?
Word over the thing? You want
over
me
the,
going around giving head.
Over the what
men.
Thing? Over the thing?
Over
listen. My husband's jealous because I happen to have a great-looking rear end, okay?
No, you know
and I
what?
Happen to have a better-looking rear end than most sisters I know.
No,
what do you think
I,
of that?
No, I have to beg the difference.
What do you think about that?
You're just cheap, sweetie. And
I am not cheap.
When you're giving guys oral sex in the back of a parked car, you're cheap, all right?
Thank
listen
you.
To me.
Thank
we
you.
Had a floral
you know
competition.
Bobby, if this wasn't the radio, I can tell you the things that you are doing, which is really disgraceful. And if you're so-called married and you're in such a loving relationship,
mm-hmm.
why don't you treat him with the same respect you expect him to treat you with? That's why women get bad names. And why do you think men cheat on women? Because we have women like you.
My husband is wonderful, okay?
If your
he
husband
has...
was so wonderful, you wouldn't be scared of him,
he's
now,
a
bi- would you? Put him on the phone. Let
yes,
me talk to
he has
to
a
your
violence
husband.
Problem.
Put your husband
I'm
on the phone.
I'm not going to put him on the phone.
All right, then.
He doesn't like black people.
Oh, wow. And what makes
okay.
you think I'm
oh,
black?
Boy, this is fantastic.
So now this is
come
Rachel.
On. Sister, you know what I'm talking about. He doesn't get along well with...
He doesn't get along with who?
With you.
With me?
You and, you know, you people.
What's you people?
Well, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
You got a husband who's a racist. That's great. So you got a husband who's a racist. He beats
Phil.
Up guys, and you're out giving head to guys in parked cars. What a fantastic world you live in.
Phil, there is nothing cheap about getting chapped lips in the back of a $300,000 Bentley.
I'll tell you what. Let's
do you think there is?
Let's see how many head jobs your head can, your husband can give in the back seat of a car.
Oh, Steve, come here for a minute.
That's what? Right. Get him on the phone.
There's a black woman here who said that you give him.
Yeah?
Hello, Steve. That's incorrect.
What?
I don't appreciate your wife calling me black.
What?
I am black or white or yellow. It's not the question here.
You sound good, huh?
Your wife is over the radio station, KFI.
What did she tell me?
She's saying that she's giving head to guys in the back seat of cars.
What'd you do?
Ask her. That is not
right.
Whoops. Oh, Jesus. Now what?
I guess she's not giving any more head.
Would you say it looks like she's not going to be giving any more head?
Yeah, I would say that. Oh, I hope it doesn't hurt her. Maybe we should call 911.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
You know what I'm going to do when
anytime
I see you?
Anytime I can give you a favor.
Yeah, anytime.
Well, let me tell you what to do.
I see you. I'm going to kick the black off your ass the next time I see you.
I will. You hear me?
I'll beat the black off.
Look. Come on. Come with it. Don't give me the rest or make me promises.
I'm talking to the talk show host.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Phil Hendry.
KFI?
Yeah, on KFI in Los Angeles, right. And nationally syndicated, sir. So you're making an ass out of yourself in front of a bunch of people.
That's right.
Big man, huh?
Yeah, I'm a big man.
Big man, huh?
Yeah, I'm a big man.
Talking to my wife?
She called my show.
Who's the black woman?
She's a lady in Irvine.
You talking to my wife?
Your wife called my show, Ace. What are you going to do about it?
He's not going to do anything. Because you know what? The only thing he likes to do is beat up on women.
Who's that?
You.
Who's talking?
It's me.
The lady in Irvine.
That black woman?
If I'm black or yellow, it's none of your business. That's not the question. You need to take your wife to a marriage.
I don't like people talking to me like that. I don't want nobody talking to my wife either.
I'm talking to your wife. I called your wife.
Talk to your wife.
I called your wife up.
Please, Phil, you're making it worse.
No, I called up Bobby. I'm going to take her out on a date Friday night. We're going to the drive-in.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'd like to find a guy to try that.
I tell you what.
Well, hey, man.
You need to follow her around at the mall then.
Get on.
Because she's been meeting all them guys at the mall. I got pictures.
What the hell? Is this the maid?
No, this
it's
is
not the
woman
maid,
in
okay? It's the lady in Irvine, all right?
Are you a cleaning woman? You didn't show up today.
Okay, I don't have your
whatever
cleaning woman on the phone, okay?
The cleaning woman didn't show up.
Well, maybe because your wife was giving her husband's head, and she got a little upset about that.
Who?
Maybe your wife was giving the cleaning woman husband's head, and the cleaning woman got a little upset about that. Have you checked on that?
Say that again?
Maybe your wife was giving the cleaning woman's husband head, and the cleaning woman got upset about that. Did you check on that?
I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
You don't know what I'm saying?
What are you trying to say?
This is what I'm trying to...
Spit it out. I didn't get it.
Look, you're so illiterate. Just get off the phone. Just get off the phone. You're ignorant.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes, Phil.
Your husband is the dumbest clown that I've ever heard in my life, okay? Good luck to you,
Phil,
and
I'm
your husband,
joking.
Steve.
They can't be real. Phil, they just can't be real.
Lady,
this is not real. They probably just call your show just to get people started or
Phil,
whatever.
Phil, I'm asking you not to make a bad situation worse.
That black woman's still there?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? I'm black. What are you going to do about it? I make more money than you. Oh, I work for a corporate office, too, because I'm highly educated. So what do you got to say about that? Is there against the law of black people making money?
You got a big
and
backyard?
And it's not a racist thing, honey. I own a house.
Have you got a big backyard on you?
I have a 16-by-32-inch swimming pool. Honey, please, it's not about the color. This is the 2000.
Steve, ask her if she has a 16-by-32-inch ass.
You got a 16-by-32-inch
ass? Okay. You know what? You guys can't. You aren't that funny, all right?
I wear a size 2. I wear a size 2.
You do not. You're lying.
Oh, honey, I wish you could see me. You know what? I don't even swear. I don't even swear. I wear a size 2.
You wear a size 2? You're petite?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God, I'm so jealous.
Oh, honey.
Oh, man. Where do you live, baby?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, see, Phil, you need to cut them off because they're full of malarkey.
Get them out of here.
They are full of malarkey. You really have a nice show, Phil.
Hey, let me ask them. Can you come clean our house tomorrow?
All right, thanks a lot. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Ask her if she's got a 32-by-1600-inch backyard. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry, and we have our Sharper Image catalog, the May 2000 here. And I'm going through catalogs because, well, I need a barbecue, and I need a blow-up pool, and I need a blow-up doll, and I got to get stuff for my office. And I like going through these things. I ain't ever going to buy anything out of them because I'll buy it, and it'll sit. Like this personal air purifier, Ionic Breeze personal air purifier, $59, and the thing hangs around your neck. What if you saw a guy on an airplane laying there getting himself a nap with it looks like a little transistor radio a strap that's hung around your neck. So it looks like a small radio that hangs around your neck. So just imagine someone laying there with a radio hanging about chest high on a strap around their neck. It's a personal air purifier? I mean, it just begs for you to walk by and just kind of blow a little pit smell in their direction or what, ass or whatever. Because there is no such thing, I'm here to tell you. Hi, I'm Phil Henry. Can I just go ahead and lay it out there right now? You can't purify your personal air, friend. You can't do it. It's impossible. I feel bad that there are those, along with that pump we were talking about a few weeks back, they're still keeping these guys in business. Now, here's one that looks kind of interesting. It's called it's a neck air conditioner or something. It keeps you cool. You have it around your neck. So you wear this thing around your neck and it air conditions your neck? When it's blazingly hot, don't you dread leaving the air-conditioned comfort of your home? Maybe you've tried an ice-soaked towel around your neck, but that little bit of evaporative cooling is nothing compared to the long-lasting, total body comfort of our personal cooling system. It's the best way to stay comfortable and avoid heat stress when walking, mowing, gardening, watching sports or concerts, just about any activity anywhere. Our wearable invention houses a patented miniature evaporative cooling system. Just fill with a few ounces of water, place it around your neck, switch it on, and a quiet motor drives a tiny fan that creates the evaporative cooling. What? There's a little tiny fan blowing cold air from hot water in your neck thing? You might as well stick an air conditioning hose up your ass for all the good it's going to do. I'm not here to blow anybody's good time, but I just see this stuff, man. I wonder, how does this stuff really, honestly, how does it work? When I was a kid, my brother and I slept in a room. We had our own bedroom, okay? And naturally, at our house growing up, my dad gave my brother and I the room way in the back that they had to add on the house to connect. In other words, the room that I shared with my brother happened to be a separate house that was separate from the rest. It was a block house. And they had to add on this porch to connect my brother and my room to the rest of the house. So we had no central heating and we had no central air back there. It was a house we bought, and I guess it was like a maid's quarters or something. So there was the home. Then you'd walk out into the backyard, and there was this little hut sitting there. So my old man turned that into a bedroom for my brother and I, and he connected the rest, turned it into kind of a connected patio thing. So he buys this air conditioner. I don't even call it an air conditioner. He buys a fan that you put ice cubes in. You ever seen this? You have? This was the only thing between me and death. And, I mean, in the summertime, good God help me. And my dad would say, get some more ice cubes in your fan. I mean, I was like living Little House on the Prairie. Now I knew what it was all like, going into the barn to get some ice. It was like going into the barn to cool off another bucket of milk. And he'd say, you guys are hot back here, huh? Yeah, we're hot. Jesus. You said what, Jesus? Well, you dirty. And you got to cram ice, so you take this lid off, and you cram ice down into that thing. Then you turn the fan on. Well, you know what? It cooled you off for about 15 minutes until the ice melted. And once the ice melted, it was just blowing air over hot water. So, then the water would evaporate. See this neck cooler? It's the same damn thing, man. You throw some water into that, and within 5 minutes, that water is blazing hot, man. You can use it for boiling tea, and you got that around your neck.
Well, you best take yourself an ice water enema, then.
Yes, Grandma, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, it's the best thing. Grandfather and I did it all the time.
Seriously?
That's right.
You put a hose up your arse end.
That's right. Put the hose up the arse end. Pump up some nice cold water. Very refreshing.
What did you cats do? What happened to you in the 19th century that you people
I want to keep cool. We don't have all the newfangled inventions.
Well, that's true. You don't. What is that thing?
Here it is, the hose. Got a funnel on the other end. Just pour the cold water in.
Yes. Okay, Grandma.
It's all you do.
So when, you know, you're alive in an era, let's just say any era, and I don't know what phrase people would like look back on today. We live in the year 2000. People would like will look back on a phrase, and they'll say, good God, what an antiquated thing that epitomizes how those people lived then. But the one phrase that stands out in my mind from the early part of this century, and everybody who said it thought it was a completely normal thing to say, go and take yourself an ice water enema. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, I'll see you later, Bob. Right, we're going to go home. I'm going to put a hose up my ass and pour some cold water into it. Okay, great. Talk to you later? Yeah, I'll see you at the ball game. All right. Anyway. It's better, Craig. Okay, so then you can buy yourself a barber chair. This Sharper Image, man, don't they have the store over there near you in the mall? I walk in there, and I don't know what the hell anything is. And a guy will be standing there in, like, a bib overall or something. And, you know, he's got kind of he just looks a little bent, like maybe he didn't make the junior class at Caltech. So he's over there at Sharper Image just cooling off before he makes his, you know, midterms. So he's standing there with his hands being, yes, sir, how are you? Fine. Well, that there, that's an ionizer. What that does is all the air around your head, it'll turn it into a, you know, turn your head into a pumpkin by midnight, basically. It'll soften you up like a fruit. Geez, that's great. I got to get one of those. What's this? That's a mirage machine. Creates mirages. Okay. And then what's this over here? Well, that's just some kind of crystal thing. Cram that thing up your rear end along with the cold water enema, man. Now you're living. You're living large. Ionic Breeze Auto Air Purifier Digital Alcohol Breath Tester. Here you go. This is what you got to have. Find your blood alcohol. Find your blood alcohol content in seconds simply by blowing into the digital alcohol breath tester. Easy to use, completely non-invasive. It displays your BAC within a range of 0.000 to 0.200. The LCD screen lights for easy reading at night and warns you with beeps and an on-air alert when your BAC surpasses 0.05. Measures a compact 4 3/4 by 2.5 by 1 1/4. Runs on 1 9-volt battery. Comes with two plastic mouthpieces. The impairment effects from a specific alcohol level can vary from driver to driver. Never drink and drive. We need one for this show. Forget about what you're going to eat with the car. I'm going to start breathalyzing everybody walking in here. Forget about drug testing. Let's start with the basic. Let's breathalyze every sucker that works on this show. Look at this thing, man. This is pretty good, Craig. You know what I'm going to do with this? We're going to do another Phil Hendry Sings the Hits Drunk. Wait a second. Tomorrow? Perfect! Hey, Mike, I got it. Guess what tomorrow is? Cinco de Mayo, my brother. And guess what I got? A blood alcohol tester. Tomorrow's the day, margaritas around, and all I got to do is blow into this thing to find out whether I'm doing a good show or not. So long as it's below 0.05, there's a good chance that somebody out there is enjoying the show. But over 0.05, you know everybody is. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.